Hey guys, I'm Rose.
And I'm Ellen.
And you're listening to And They Were Roommates. Oh my god, they were roommates.
And we're back. It's been a hot minute since we've recorded anything, but we're finally back in Oswego, back on campus.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of changes. We are now sophomores.
Yes.
We have a new dorm building that we're living in. And new faces, new classes, everything.
Yes.
So we wanted to like come onto here and sort of catch you guys up because it's been how many months has it been since we've?
It's been 5 months.
Damn. Then that's crazy. A lot could happen.
If we recorded in May.
That's true. We did. May was final season.
It's like been like half a year then.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
I
like,
didn't think about it.
Thinking like about that. The people we were when we first started this podcast and seeing how far we've sort of gotten, which is it's really cool. So it's kind of like a little time capsule to go back and listen to like our old episodes and stuff. So how has it been? Well, before we get back to talking about like campus and all that stuff, how was your summer, Rose?
My summer was really good. I feel like I didn't do a lot, but what I did do was very eventful.
Mm.
I went to Mexico.
Yes.
2 week vacation. It was so fun. I like cliff jumped so many times.
That's so cool.
And I ate so much good food. But I also went to the doctor over there, and they injected my Botox because that's what they do over there. That's their treatment.
Not the Botox.
Yeah. So that was great. Mexico was amazing, like always. But yeah, that's like the most eventful thing I did, I think.
It's like travel but, summer.
Yeah, my summer was really good that's nonetheless. Good. How was your summer?
My summer is good. I had my first like real job, like on the books job. Really think about it if you're going to work at a summer camp. That's all I can say. But it definitely grows your character. I traveled a little bit, not like anything international, but I went to a couple places. I went to the Bronx Zoo with a group of friends. I went to New York Aquarium with my boyfriend. And I went to Boston for my birthday with my sister and my dad, which was super fun. So, you know, it was definitely a summer of working. I worked a lot, but it was good. I'm glad to be back on campus. How has it been to be back on campus?
I feel like it's been good. I feel like it's been going really fast. And I'm not, like, worried about it or anything. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't like how fast it's going by.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's weird.
Like, I like it, but I don't like it. Because, like, of course I want to be, like done and over with, like, all this. But it's, like, I also want to live. So.
Right.
It feels like, we're just, like, we just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like. But that's good, like, school-wise, in my opinion. Because mm-hmm. like, it makes everything a bit easier in that sense. I guess everything else has been, like, the same. Like,
yeah.
I can still navigate my way around campus and stuff, which is, like, great. I like that we're closer to where my classes are.
That's good. And dining halls, sort of. We're kind of, like, in
yeah.
a good position to, like, go to the library, go to this and the gym,
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah, for sure. So, because my classes are in Mahar and Lanigan.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're really close. So I actually like that change because before I would have to walk from Johnson. But I would actually take the bus instead.
Yeah.
But now I don't have to rely on it because mm-hmm. I could get to Mahar in like 5 minutes.
Exactly. I feel like it's pretty good too.
Yeah, how's it been for you?
I think it was definitely like a little bit more difficult to sort of transition back into it in the beginning because as freshmen we got that like week to be on campus, get used to being here. But it was sort of like we were, like, launched into the semester. Like, we moved in, and then I think we had, like, one day, or not even before we, like, started classes and stuff. So at that point, you're still, like, getting your room to look the way it looks like you want it to look and things like that. So that was a little bit stressful, but I think it's definitely gotten a lot better, and it it feels like more secure, I guess, because we've been here for now our second year, so it's like you're more used to things. And you know, it's definitely, I really like my classes, my professors are all really cool. It's just a big like adjustment, but I think it's definitely like getting there. Do you think it's like, do you think anything is super different from last year?
No, not really. Super different? Well, something that is different is that the women's Oswego soccer club got their first not only win, but also their first goal in 2 years.
Yes.
Which is insane.
Insert that, like, little kids... like cheering club.
The Five Nights at Freddy's when it's like, yeah. Yay!
Yeah. Congratulations to the Oswego soccer team, because that's a very big achievement. Like, that's really
stop,
good.
It's a little bit sad.
It's okay, no. We don't think about that. We think about the good part.
Yeah, we are thinking about the good part. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, I think that getting to classes is easier, definitely, because we're closer. I like living in Scales. I feel like I like living in Scales better than Oswego. Mm. Than Johnson, because I feel like I actually want to be in Scales.
Yeah. Like, Johnson was interesting.
Yeah. Because there's no, like, place that was, like, desirable for me to, like, do my homework and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. The lounge was too loungy.
Yeah, there weren't, like, I don't know, Scales, there's three lounges, but then you also have, like, the computer lab room. You can go to the basement. You can go
to... and it just, like, looks nicer.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
I just wish the lights dimmed down in the middle of the night. Yeah. Because it sucks so much. Like...
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that's, like, a horrible thing, mm-hmm. is that the lights don't dim down. So, like, if I wake up in the middle of the night and want to go to use the bathroom, I got to wear sunglasses or something. Because, like, it's...
I did that last year in Johnson, because I took a nap and I woke up and I was like, there's no way. So, I just put sunglasses. I looked very hungover in the middle of the afternoon.
Another change is that I actually have, like, a set gym schedule now, and, I be using the freeways.
Yeah.
I don't gotta use a machine like that anymore.
That's, like,
except for,
a
like,
huge achievement.
Like, some of them. Like, one of them. Like, one exercise, a little machine, because...
Improvements. So.
How else am I gonna do it?
Yeah. The only thing I know about the gym is what you've taught me. Rose made me, was that bench press?
Yes.
I bench pressed.
Yeah.
I pressed the bench. I bench pressed for the first time a couple weeks ago. I've used muscles that I didn't know that existed. It was so interesting. I felt so weak. I was like, damn, like, this is what that feels like. But
yeah, it was great.
It was cool to, like, start that. Definitely been trying to, like, become more in tune with my like mental and physical health being back on campus, because I think last year, like, set up, like, a really good stage for me to, like, figure out how to deal with that, and then this year it's becoming, like, easier. So I feel like we've been doing, like, a lot of physical activity sometimes, like, Rose will go to the gym sometimes, we'll go with her, we'll go to the pool sometimes, or even just, like, going on walks and things like that has been helping a lot, like, sort of taking you out of the routine and, like, giving you a good, like, mental, like, cleanse or, like, break, I guess. I've also, like, I went to, like, Let's Talk once, which is just like a counseling thing, because I was, like, feeling so anxious when I first got here, but the therapist sort of said, he was like, it sounds like you have, like, a relationship with your anxiety. And I was like, damn, I never thought of it like that, because, like, sometimes anxiety is, like, good. It can, like, get you out of situations that you feel uncomfortable with, and, like, and it can sort of, like, let you know, like, okay, it's time for me to stop this or, like, do this better.
Yeah.
Then sometimes anxiety, like, can also, like, inhibit you from just, like, living, like, what you want to live and, like, doing things that maybe you're, like, scared. So I've been trying to, like, become more comfortable with the uncomfortable, I guess. So it's just, like, going to the gym and stuff like that is scary, but it's, like, when you have someone to, like, go with you, or, like, you have, like, the encouragement, it's, like, it's way better. And I feel like we've been, like, way more mindful of, like, things, I guess. We've been trying to, like, set time to like hang out with our friends and like do things like we went out into town last weekend and like went shopping and ate food, and it was like a nice way to end the week because we could sort of like relax and, you know, like come together as friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, because there's only so much connection you can get from staying, like, on campus, right, like, where the school is and stuff, because I feel like, I think we talked about this in an episode before, how, like, we have, like, the subconscious association with school in our own bedrooms, even though they're supposed to be, like, our rooms.
You feel
we still know that, like, we're on campus, so, like, getting out and going to town is, like, a really good way to, like, reinforce the connection between you and your friends. I know, right? You would be blackout drunk.
A shot of apple juice. Of water.
Yeah. For sure.
Spicy water.
But you really get to connect with your friends and, like, see how they are outside of school. Because I feel like subconsciously you still put on, like, that school persona.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so. You can go crazy in Oswego Town. You know, it's definitely, like, you can sort of, if you don't, like, find time to, like, do things that are out of your normal routine, then the days sort of, like, blur together, and then that's when you start, like, feeling stuck. So it's, like, I feel like, damn, take another shot of water. It's, like, oh, my God.
You can't. I know. I was literally thinking about it.
Such as. No. It implies.
We have to say that it is. We have to be more direct.
Right. This is about taking control. We have to be more assertive. But, yeah. I don't even know where the point was going. I just got too focused on not say, like. But I think we're talking about just, like, setting time. I think that's something we've been really working on.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to, like, spend time as, like, roommates, spend time with our friends, and then individually, like, spend time with yourself, too. I've been journaling a lot, or, like, there's, like, a really nice bench by Scales, and I just, like, go out there, journal. You can do other things, but, that's an inside joke, but between Rose and I, but, yeah. How do you feel your, like, sophomore self is different from your freshman self? Dan, who died?
I feel more established this year, for sure, because, like, last year we were newbies, basically. Like, that was, like, our introduction to everything, what everything's like. And I feel like now that we know, it's easier to do what you need to do in school to survive now because you've had experience.
Right. I definitely feel a lot more independent this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year I, like, relied a lot on, like, calling my parents and, like, asking them, how do I do this? How do I do that? But I sort of, like, I know more now, like, how to do things, and I can rely more on myself. Like, it's still nice to, like, call your parents and, like, and ask for some advice and stuff, but I feel more older and more like myself, I guess, but there's still, like, a lot to learn and improve, but that takes time
for sure.
Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to, like, mention about being back and catching everyone up on where we are?
Yeah.
We could do an episode about this, but you guys didn't know, I I grew up in a very strict religion. And I respect it, but it's not for me anymore. So it's been a long process, but I sent out a resignation letter that I had to really think through and write. So I think I've sort of started this, like, new chapter of my life, sort of, like, figuring out what I believe and going on this own, like, spiritual journey, which is cool, and I'm excited to see where it'll take me. It's cool. Improvements.
Everybody say congrats, Ellen.
Congrats. Thank you. So another thing I wanted to, like, mention in this episode, because, you know, we've talked about this in other episodes, but I think it's important to bring up. This month, from September 15 to October 15, is Hispanic Heritage Month. And if you guys didn't know, Rose and I are very Hispanic.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sort of talk about this because it's important to our identity. We've spoken a lot about who we are and how it influences the way that we act and express ourselves and think and all those sort of things. So I wanted to sort of talk about the celebration and say, like what does Hispanic Heritage Month mean to you?
I know that during this month, a lot of countries have, like, gained their independence.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, like, you know, the Hispanic countries gaining their independence, so celebrating everyone's independence.
Mm.
And, like, embracing it, you know, because mm-hmm. especially being in the U.S., like, you know it's not, like, how it is back at home.
No, definitely not.
So, like, back where you're, like, ethnically from. So, I would say it's like that. It's, like, celebrating independence while also celebrating your, like, heritage.
Yeah. I think it's about sort of also, like, what you said, like, celebrating our heritage, thinking about our ancestors and what they went through, and then also, I guess, reflecting on, like, where we are now. Because there's a lot of issues that Latin American... I'm taking a Latin American politics class this semester, and I think it's really helped me understand the issues back in our home countries, because I feel like I've always been sort of disconnected by, like, growing up in the U.S., you learn American history first, and you only primarily see the news for America,
mm-hmm.
and you sort of become disconnected from what's going on in other places. But I feel like it's about recognizing what we still have left to change in terms of Latin America, and I think just celebrating the past and reflecting on our present and seeing what we can do for the future. So do you feel like you have a really good set identity as a Hispanic person?
Yes, but no. Like, yes for America's terms, I feel like, but, like, if, like, me going back to Mexico, it's, like, so different,
right,
you know, but I wouldn't want to, like, shame like myself about it, because, like, I live in America, so it is obviously different, mm-hmm. So I try to, like, integrate myself as much as I can whenever I go to Mexico, and, like, obviously not assimilate fully, because I'm not, like, I'm gonna go back to America,
yeah,
but, like, assimilate, like, for the moment that I'm there, mm-hmm. which is, like, great. So I feel like I'm, like, I would say, yeah, I'm, like, good with it and stuff. I don't know.
I think that always sort of happens to people that are, like, Mexican-American, Ecuadorian-American, like, things like that. Because you grow up, obviously, being told what the norms in America, the United States are, and then, but you also grow up at home learning different things, so it can cause, like, this identity crisis, sort of, because when you go back to your home countries, you're never quite, like, Mexican enough, I guess, because always you're like, oh, like, the gringa, like, oh, you're from America, like, this and this and that, so you sort of, like, don't know, but I think that's okay. I think, as, like, first-generation students, as people that are, like, different ethnicities, it's, like, interesting to have so much variety in you, and it's okay that you're not just, like, one thing. Sort of, like, accepting that and, like, embracing what you do have and, like, trying to, like, constantly, like, learn about it and stuff like that. But in terms of, like, college, obviously we go to a predominantly white institution. How do you think it's been, like, not letting your identity get lost in this kind of environment?
I feel like it helps the fact that I wasn't, like, grown up into this environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still, like, different, and I don't really foresee myself wanting to assimilate to this, because it's, like, this isn't going to be my normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my normal is going to be back home still, and that's, like, still... Like, we're also very Hispanic over there.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't really, like, seem to affect me. I feel like, because, yes, there's, like, some things you have to get used to, obviously, because, like, they're not going to change. Like, that's how it's always been over here. Mm. But, like, there's no part of me that wants to just, like, assimilate. Like I said, like, it's not hindering my identity, I feel like, thankfully. Because, like, my Hispanic identity is so strong, like, regarding your question before.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's how strongly I feel with it. So how would, like, what's your take on that?
I think being here has definitely helped me sort of have, like, a more understanding on how people of these kind of, how white people, because I guess, like, we grew up in a very ethnically diverse school, but a lot of people didn't. So just, like, understanding how they see things and trying to, I guess, also educate them. Because a lot of people say, like, things that can tend to be microaggressive, but they don't, they just don't know. Because they didn't grow up around people that were super diverse from them. So it's about, like, just, like, teaching them and sort of learning how to, like, coexist with that, but not let them take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, hard sometimes. I think for me the hardest thing is the food, because at home food is such a big thing. It's not just about, like, okay, this is the meal. But food is something that connects you with your family. Like, you can cook with your parents and your grandparents. Food is usually, like, the center of celebrations. It's, you know, you can eat together and, like, sort of catch up with each other. So I think the food not being what I'm used to has been something to adjust to, and, like, we've been cooking more and things like that, but it's definitely, like, you know, you miss it, but you have to learn how to deal with it, I guess. Did you ever experience, like, any kind of culture shock being here?
Some people still drink milk with their lunch. Like, yeah, I thought that was an elementary school thing. Like, not even, like, elementary school, but, like a public school.
Mm.
Like, you're not, like, you're limited options type thing.
Yeah.
Like, here, you have way more options. You have water, juice, soda, and milk, apparently. So, yeah, so I guess there's, like, that.
4 cups of milk. Like, that's
yeah.
Insane. But, I mean, I might have, like, a calcium deficiency. I would say, like, the way some people talk to their parents, like, sometimes, like, this isn't just for white people, like, yeah, I don't know, but, like, I'll hear some people on the phone, and they're, like, yelling at their parents, and, like, they'll, like, call their parents, like, stupid. I'm like, girl, I would get smacked. But I think, like, other culture shocks, like, I got hit as a kid, like, you know, there's the bell and stuff like that, and I've been in conversations with people, and they'll be like, bro, you got abused. I'm like, no, but that was, like, part of, like, how they, actually, maybe, no, like, that was a norm, you know, like, that, I don't know, that's...
Yeah, it's, like, just because it's a norm, it's not okay.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That's, like, I feel like that's a truth that a lot of people,
don't really know how to accept,
yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. I guess, like, what else, like, people, like, not only just, like, ethnically, but, like, just different people, things that I find interesting. I'm trying to think. In terms of food, it's just me. I just microwave my cereal. Like, that's, I guess, like, weird things that I do. I don't know, some people don't know how to, like, coexist with other people in terms of, like, living space etiquette. The bathrooms don't always look good. And it's, like, how do you do that? Like, how do you, like, leave the bathroom that much of a mess and think, like, that's okay? My mom would yell at me. Like, yeah. I wouldn't even, like, think of doing that. Like, I don't understand that. But it's sort of, I don't know, I think, I can't even, like, formulate a thought. It's not that bad. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to be, like, surrounded by so many different people. And, like, there's so many people from all around New York, all around the country, and it's cool. And even like students that are like foreign exchange, like talking with them is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really like going to Cooper because there's so many. It's like right next to the like international student dorm sort of, and you get to see and hear so many different languages, and I think that's such a cool thing to experience. I'm trying to think, like, that's all I had for that, but every time I move I like crack my head. So wrapping up sort of on Hispanic Heritage Month, what things do you think society should more, like, talk about more in terms of Hispanic things, I guess?
I feel like the public should get more in tune with, like, the food that we eat, because it's, like, we will expand their palate so much. We will make their lives so much better.
Yes.
And I feel like the exposure to all that food will translate into, like, schools.
Right.
So, like, we don't lose that part of us.
I'd say music, too.
Music?
We got some bomb music. I don't know about y'all, but every time that Gasolina comes on at a party or Suavemente, everyone goes crazy. You just see people, like, their foot starts tapping.
Yeah.
They start bopping their head. I think it's cool to, like, have variety of music and not just, like, listen to one thing. So it's, like, pretty interesting. I would say, like, just try and, like, have, like, more conversations. We have a lot of white friends that are learning Spanish. And I love seeing that. Like, I love seeing people, like, trying to educate themselves and learn more. And they'll, like, ask us, like, how do you say this? How is this and that? And I'm like, that's so great that they're trying to, like, connect with us in that way. I would also say, like, don't stay in your own bubble of, like, just the United States news. I would say look into what's happening in Latin American countries. There's still a lot of inequality. There's still a lot of things that need to be fixed. And it's, like, it's up to us to sort of, we're, like, part of that young generation that can make this change sort of happen. It's a very teacher form of putting things, like.
I feel like it's hard, though, because, like, we can't even do that here.
That's true.
Where we're, like, actually citizens of.
Mm.
Like, it's so hard to do it. But, like, that's not to say don't do it.
Right. Just because something's hard, like, people are like, oh, it's, like, hard to go vote. Like, I don't have time for this. And I'm like, no, but then you, how are you going to say you have a voice when you don't
vote? You cannot say that. You can't complain about your country if you're not going to participate in its the process of its reformation.
Exactly. Because then when things do get changed, you're like, yeah, I did it. No, you did not. You didn't do anything. So we're in a different sort of like season of our podcast. We're in a different year, different version of ourselves. What sort of direction do you want to like take the podcast in for this year?
I think that since it's year two, I hope that we get more guests and experience and gain more experiences with, like, experience in general, so that we can have stuff to talk about and stuff. Like, I just hope that we can develop the podcast further and just think of more topics and just not let the spark burn out.
Yeah. I think it's always been, like, a really cool thing, because when we, like, talk to people, like, yeah, like, I'm in this club, and then I have a podcast. They're like, what? That's so cool. Can I be on it? Like, everyone always, like, wants to be on it. Like,
yeah.
We literally met someone today. I don't think they even know our name, but they wanted to be on the podcast. So that's, like, a really cool, like, starting off point. I think I definitely agree, like, having more guests is super fun. So it wasn't much, but this was our first episode. We sort of wanted to, like, touch base on where we are, where we want to bring the podcast to, and also talk a little bit about Hispanic Heritage Month. So, happy Hispanic Heritage Month.
Happy Hispanic Heritage Month. Happy Hispanic Heritage Month to everyone.
Let me see if I can pull out my gringas accent. Feliz mes de la Hispanidad. I hope you can eat some very good Hispanic food, listen to some good Hispanic music, watch a movie in Spanish, like, do a little sum to celebrate.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. We are really excited for all the different episodes that we have coming up. We might have some special guests next week.
Yes.
So we hope you guys keep tuning in. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon on And They Were Roommates.
Oh, my God. They Were Roommates.